Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
This study with 2,000 women basically shown that 76% of them, three-fourths of them, care more about how they look in the face than their body. Basically looking at what they spend on their body and what they spend on their skin that's from the neck down and what they use with their face, the creams, the blemish stuff.
That include hair, too?
I mean, it's just this says that 76% place the most importance on looking after their face.
Okay.
On how their face is received.
Gotcha.
Beauty is looked at in the face. You can be chunky and be cute,
mm-hmm.
you know, but, or...
Right.
And, you know, because maybe it's a difference for guys, but I'm just saying the study is showing face is given more importance.
Especially in this Zoom world right now and everybody's taking selfies nonstop.
Selfies,
sure.
Zooms, maybe you don't see as much of the body. That's a good point.
Yeah.
You don't see it. And when you take a selfie, you see the face.
It is expensive. I mean, getting your eyebrows done, getting your lashes done, and then you got makeup, and then you got the face cream, and we haven't gotten to, like, hair or anything like that. So.
The funny thing is, I wonder if it flips for guys. Because guys are different.
For our opinion or for ourselves?
For guys, for their opinion. Because ladies, as this shows in this survey, is saying that their face is more important than their body.
Yeah. I think for men...
Can you have a great body and be a barker?
Yes. 100%. A butter face?
Yeah.
A
butter face.
Oh,
I take a banging body and a questionable face.
You take a butter face?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, where it's just, like, blazing.
But, like, over a chick that's just, like, beautiful in the face, but just bad-bodied?
Right.
Yes.
I feel like he's talking from experience.
I would.
We're talking from experience. Yeah. Uh-huh. I dated somebody who had an absolutely flawless face, mm-hmm. but the body was crazy.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't the buzzer. Yeah, right. And yeah. I was like, yo, that was cool. But it wasn't. It wasn't,
yeah.
It wasn't like, you know, that girl that just...
So you both agree?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
You'd rather have a butter face.
100%.
I mean, yeah.
And explain what a butter face is. Maybe
everything
some
everything
good about
butter
a face. Baby. You know the vibe. You know the vibe. 888-429-0941.
Oh,
fellas. The ladies have decided in their survey that the face is more important. Now, Davi just explained it. Barker or butterface, whatever you want to call it. What's more important, the body or the face? All right, it's the Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Face Party Station. New music, Lil TJ and Black right there. Calling my phone. Meredith and Davi in here having a debate. 888-429-0941. All right, the ladies apparently love the face. And at 76% of those polled, spend more concentration on their face. They feel their face is a better depiction of who they are. It gets a better priority list than the body.
There's a lot of stuff we have to do with our face.
And I asked the question if it was the same for guys,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, do guys look at the face? Like, put it this way, it's a regional thing. And I would tell you this, when I moved down here from Gary, and I was on campus. I was at FAM.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell you exactly. We were going by the pharmacy. Anybody who's been to FAM, you'll know when you're going by the pharmacy building, there's that wall of all of the fraternities that's right there on the side of the hall. And it's like all of the fraternities have started and they got all of their artwork there. There was a girl that was walking down the thing, walking down to Skinner's, matter of fact. And she, all I could see was her back. And
that's all you needed
this
to see.
Dude and this dude that was driving, his name was Torrance Williams. Torrance said, "Oh, she fine." And I'm in the back seat. And I said, "Well, I mean, let her turn around first, damn." And he was like, "What the hell are you talking about?" And they all looked at me like, "What are you talking about? Well, where are you from?" And I was like, "First of all, if you fine, I gotta see her face."
Yeah.
She ain't fine if I don't see her face. You just saw her. I'm like, she thick. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "No, dog, she fine. Look at her. You see her back there." And he was just talking about her butt.
Right.
And the back. I was like, "You don't know how she looks. She can turn around and be like, brr." And he was like, "That's fine."
Yeah, it's fine.
And we argued about it through the whole lunch.
But that makes perfect sense to me, especially when it comes to a guy. Like, at least me personally, a lot of my girlfriends, we really care about how a guy looks in the face. Because I got to look at you every single day. But if you have a dad bod, like, that's not a problem. As a matter of fact, a lot of women prefer a dad bod just because it's it's more fun and easier to cuddle up next.
That
year.
Is straight, dad bod? Straight BS. That's
why?
A lie.
Why
that's
is that
a lie.
BS?
That's not true. You no, don't no, want
a dad bod. I didn't say like anything else. I said just a little bit
no,
of chunk.
No. That's,
why?
That's
why?
That's false. You say that. Women will say that, or people will say that to lower their expectations of what they have to do for themselves. So like, you can't be with like a workout chick. Wow, bow, bow. I'm a fitness model, and you be 20-30 pounds overweight. So
So you saying they want the dad bod so that can help them get some extra cookies?
So they have a little bit of leeway too.
You don't. Okay.
Bobby,
when
that
you
is
see
not
when
true.
You see these chicks and they're lusting over some dude online and stuff like that, that dude is abbed up. He's in great shape. It's not some dad bod guy that's looking a little sloppy.
Yeah, but you guys have said the same thing. Like, oh, those girls online and on socials, they have perfect bodies. But do you really want to be with that person every single day?
But
it's
we
the
didn't
same
say that.
Thing.
We don't say we prefer them to be a little fluffier or so like that. We
I don't know. I don't know about these conversations y'all referring to. I've never talked about what I want in this room. I don't know. Y'all out here snitching.
We see beautiful people all the time. And by the way, having a dad bod isn't a bad thing at all.
It's not a bad thing, but it's not the thing that people aspire to.
Wait, we got calls here. 888-429-0941 and a gang of texts coming in, too. Let's see. Laz is on the phone. Hey, Laz, what's going on?
What's going on? Good morning, freaks.
What's up, man? What if we had to tier it, what's more important, a beautiful face that you could look to and say your vows to, or a banging curvy body that you could wrestle with?
So let's keep this 100. You know what banging body matters, because you do realize that at night you just turn off the lights and you ain't got to see the face.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That's that Braille love right there, boy. You just feel around.
You know, you can close your eyes and imagine a different face. You can't imagine a different body. I'm just saying.
All right, I appreciate it. Let's see here. We got Albert on the phone. Albert!
Hey!
What's happening, man? What knowledge you got for me this morning?
I'm going to tell you something. They always talking about the face. But what about their serial killer? Because every man's face don't tell the truth.
That's true.
You know, they be looking at the face. But what when you get up the age, they gonna start looking at that bank account. They ain't gonna look at that face no more.
Yeah. So face isn't that important.
No, face ain't important.
How important is mama having a good body though?
If she got a nice body, it's all good, you know. It's all good, you know.
Wise words from Albert.
It's all good, you know.
My goodness.
If she got a fat bank account, I ain't looking at the face. I'm looking at the bank account.
Yeah, that's true. Now, bank account precedes all that. You can be lumpy as you want to with a good.
Bank account, you don't need that.
You can be lumpy with an 824 credit store. I'll tell you that.
You already know.
Hey, Albert.
I seen yesterday the breast. I was like, wow.
Yo, the commercial? Yeah, they was out there.
Wow, when I was little, we didn't see none of that.
Yeah, that was on regular TV.
Yeah, we didn't have too much on regular TV back then.
Yeah, that's true. Now we ain't had that count on TV last week. Okay, so
yeah,
it's all new.
Y'all, man.
Hey, we love you back, y'all. Man. Thank you, Albert. Thanks for checking in, fam. You know what? Listen, there's a lot of people that are writing in, and one person just said that butt comes with crazy, though.
That is a good point. That is a very good point that you're missing out on.
A lot of those curvy ladies are very crazy.
And by the way, the super crazy fitness guy
they're kind of crazy too.
Oh my God, yeah.
They're kind of crazy too, yeah.
Yes.
It comes with a cost.
I'd rather have a normal guy.
It comes with a cost. Get you a normal guy and you mess around and make it home.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Women were saying Zac Efron had a dad bod. Now, see, maybe y'all don't just know what a dad bod is. Because I got to tell you, I've seen Zac Efron in some of them flicks that
he's abbed up.
Right, that ain't a dad bod.
Yeah, my tongue could go all over those abs.
Okay.
Man. Well,
we didn't have to go there.
But I thought you was all about the dad bods.
Right, yeah, and your tongue, now your tongue is all out.
Yeah,
now
your tongue is all out. I'm just looking at it, okay.
Be truthful, Meredith. Somebody just said, you can't fix ugly.
Out
of the 941, you can't fix ugly.
That is a lie.
You can't fix ugly.
You haven't seen these Kardashian girls before and
They weren't ugly, though.
You don't remember those old school pics of Kylie? Like, back in the day?
She wasn't ugly. She was just, like, going through a weird phase.
Well, compared to how it is now, it's been fixed.
Are you talking about Chloe?
I'm talking about a lot of them.
Orlando and the Freak Show. Dolly just low-key called the Kardashian Barkers. I'm talking about all of them. All of them, man. even the mama.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.